Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening, please, to the fourth chapter of Proverbs. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, we have extra Bibles we'd be glad to let you use. Hold up your hand if you need to use a Bible tonight and take the time, make the effort. Find the scriptures with us, read with us, important. One of the biggest failures in Christendom is people not putting the Word first place in their life. Something else is. What I think, opinions, theories, experiences, every other thing. Religion, it's not the Word. Churchism, denominationalism, but it's something that's pushing out the Word. You know, the Lord said to individuals, He said, you've made the Word of God of none effect by your traditions. They were holding on to it. I had a lady come one time after service wanting to correct me. It wasn't the first time. And she used to try to tell me something, and I quoted a scripture to her. And she quoted back to me, she said, yeah, but Brother Keith, the song says. I said, the what? She said, the song. She quoted me something out of a hymnal that was completely unscriptural. It was contradictory to the scripture I just quoted her, but she had more confidence in the old song than she did in the Bible. Now, this is not rare. This is common, this kind of thing. Are you with me now? Because people believe what they believe. By golly. And I got a right to my beliefs just as much as you, preacher. No, you don't. No, you don't. Nor do I. If Jesus is our Lord, then He tells us what to believe in this book. Right? And we believe this. No matter what you feel or what you've experienced, nothing else is worthy of building your life on. Heaven and earth will pass away, and all the stuff in it. But this Word, oh hallelujah, will never pass away. You can stand on this. You can build your life on this. And when the storms of life come, when other people, you know, falter and fail, you'll stand. You know, we're talking about wisdom. And do you have Proverbs 4? Good. Well, hold that and go to Matthew. And let's remind ourselves of this. You may have to help me here. Where's it talk about the man that built his house on the rock? 7? Yeah, 7:24. Thank you. Thank you. 7:24. He said, therefore, Matthew 7:24, whoever hears these sayings of mine and what? Does them. I will liken him unto a wise man. A what kind of man?
Wise.
Well, see, that's what we've been talking about for the past several weeks now. The wisdom of God. And he said, I'll liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now, what is the rock? Now, you got to keep it right here in this story. What is the rock in this verse? Well, I know it sounds good that it's the Word, and really, and Jesus is the rock. That's true. And He is the Word, and the Word is the rock. But specifically speaking in this verse, what is the rock? Doing. Doing what He said. Put you on the rock. Did you see that now? Not just the Word, but what? Doing it. So a lot of folk have missed that. It's kind of like people agreeing. Somebody say, well, you know, let's agree in prayer. You agree with me on this? Yeah, I agree. Let's go. That's not what that scripture said. If any two of you on earth would agree as touching anything they ask. So if you don't ask, you didn't do the verse. Did you hear me now? If you don't ask, then what are you agreeing on? Y'all agree with me? They say, yeah, we agree, you know. Well, would you agree with me on this? I agree. No, that's not how you do it. If you're going to do the verse, you stop. We're going to ask the Father to do something. You and I are going to believe He hears us and believe we receive it, and we're coming into agreement together that He's heard us and we expect it. You got to watch about just rushing through things or things becoming just a habit. And listen to me, there are times when you ought not agree. People say, agree with me on this. Well, what are we standing on? Because people ask you to agree and pray with them on things that are not even biblical, not even scriptural, things that are not even the will of God. And you should not just blindly and automatically say, yeah, I'll pray for that. Yeah, I agree with that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. It hurts your faith when you pray and don't get results. And when you don't pray according to the word and you don't pray in faith, you won't get results. And that's what's wrong with so many people. They have prayed and prayed and prayed and they can't see any results. And they get disillusioned and think, well, why pray? And you got all kind of people that, why go to church? What good does it do? Why read your Bible? And you got a lot of places where people are going and the preacher's telling them it don't make no difference what you pray. God's going to do what He decides anyway. And so people are thinking, well, why pray? Some of the looks I'm getting all across. Well, let's just take healing. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about what I used to do. I used to go with my pastor, good man. And we were walking in all the light we have. We'd go visit people at the hospital. And this is how we'd pray. We'd say, Lord, heal our dear sister, if it be thy will. And if not, thy will be done. Now, what are we saying? What do we believe? We believe God is going to do what God is going to do. And we're saying, Lord, if it's your will, heal her. But of course, if it was your will, you'd have healed her anyway. But if not, don't heal her. But of course, if it wasn't your will, you wouldn't have healed her anyway. Right? So Lord, you gonna do what you gonna do, no matter what we do. So in other words, why am I praying? Where does prayer come in? Where does faith come? See, people don't want to look at things that's black and white. They want it to be mysterious and go, wow. You just never know. You just never know. And that is not a scripture. And it's not the Bible says, don't be unwise. Now we're talking about wisdom. Don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:17. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why He gave us the book. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit to teach us so we'd find out and know what the will of God is. And then once we know, take a stand of faith on it. Take a stand of faith. If you're unsure of the will of God, then you cannot have faith in that area. Like Dr. Bosworth said, faith begins where the will of God is known. You can't have faith unless you're convinced and persuaded of the will of God. How's a person going to get born again? And they're not sure whether God wants to save them or not. Whether it's God's will to save me or not. I mean, what if somebody came down the altar and they're lost and you say, well, Lord, save them, if it be thy will. What would people do? Most anybody in any Christian church would say, oh, no. Don't, no, you don't pray that way. Why? Because we know it's the will of God for them to be saved. How do you know? Well, why can't you pray that way about healing? Or other things? Right? You see what I'm saying? It's ignorance. And I'm not talking about somebody else told you what I did. But I changed the way I pray. And we've seen a whole lot better results since then, too. Well, you hear all these testimonies. These people are not praying, if it be thy will. I said, well, now, Brother Keith, Jesus prayed, if it be thy will. I know. But he wasn't having a healing meeting in the garden. Was he now?
No.
And you never see him or any of the apostles or disciples in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts ever pray for the sick with an if it be thy will. Ever. So then it's unscriptural to pray that way. Because in order for something to be scriptural, what do you need for it? Scriptures. Right? Show us a scripture where they prayed, Jesus prayed that way, or they prayed that way in the New Testament. You can't. Thanks be unto God. When you know the will of God, faith comes up in you. Confidence and boldness. And then you can come boldly before the throne of grace. Not arrogantly, not proudly, but boldly with confidence. Why? Because you know the will of God now. You're not wondering and wavering and what if and we don't know. No, he said so, so we know. And that's what faith is all about. Faith is sure. Faith is confident. Faith is fully persuaded. He said the wise man builds his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew. Some stuff went on, didn't it? And beat on the house. Now let's just stop right here. If you are a man of faith, does that ensure you will never have a storm? No, it does not. This man is a doer of the word. The one he's talking about right here. This is a wise man. This man has heard the word. He believed the word and he has acted on the word. He is a perpetual lifestyle doer of the word, and he had a storm. It rained. Brother, did it rain? Until the floods came. He had rain. He had floods. He had winds. I mean big winds. And it beat on the house. See, this is where a lot of folk get in trouble, because if there's any rain or if there's the wind, they go, I don't understand. I'm a faith person. This is not supposed to be happening to me. Now we're just finding out how much of a faith person you're not. Because we don't really see your faith until the pressure's on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602N. That's R1602N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, God.